discussion that appears in other mitzvahs as well. You have a situation where min haTorah the woman is an eshes ish, and in the Rabbanu we declare that she's permitted to remarry. Here, the husband sends a get, and he's mevatel the get shelo b'fnei hashliach. So min haTorah bitlo is mevatel, and that's how we paskin. Even in the Rabbanu bitlo mevatel. According to one Tana, Rav Shimon Gamliel, bitlo ain't mevatel. And we allow, in the Rabbanu, we allow the woman to remarry based on this get, which is pasul min haTorah. So the Gemara asks, how can Rav Shimon Gamliel say such a thing? What exactly is the kasha? So the kasha is that the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Tzadik has a machlokes hamaroim. How far does the koyach of the chachamim go? The chachamim are authorized to make zeiros, the Rabbanan, to make takonas, the Rabbanan. They're authorized to make Akira's Dovim and HaTorah, also B'Shevi Al-Tasa. The Gemara there has a whole list of cases. Chama are authorized to insist that we're not allowed to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach, a Gershon is Geir, there are Pesach and Vey. Not allowed to put on Tzitzis and a Beit and Shal Tishtam. Various examples of Yeshkoach Lakar, outright in violation of the Dinim in the Torah. But the Gemara has a Machlekes HaMarayim. Do the Chachamim have authority, Lakar Dovim and HaTorah, the Kumli Asay. Lehoi Rasha, the Gemara says yes. Lehoi Rasha, the Migdanil says yes. What about Ledoires, the Kumli Asay? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Maskanas Ababli in Yevamos seems to be that Eko Achlaka, the Kumli Asay. So that's the Gemara's Kasha here. Nika Midi, how can Reb Shimon Gamliel maintain such a Shita? We don't pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel. But how can he maintain such a Shita? Min HaTorah, with the rice of bottle gita, the woman is a full aishasish. And with the rabbanon, we have a whole reason. Makach bezni ofer, we allow the woman to remarry, but we pass an ein koach lakav b'kum v'yaseh. That was the Gemara's kash. It's interesting. There's a famous Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, and the Gemara quotes Rav Huna ger kot matbilim osa adas bezn. And Tosis there is bothered by the famous kasha in different mesichtas. They ask the kasha that zechiyah lekoton is only with the rabbanon. Two girsas in the Gemara in Ezel Neshech. So one girsa has it. Even though a cotton doesn't have shliches, zechiyah mid the rabbanon mi or islay. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha. So how can you make a ger mid the rabbanon min haTorah? He's an ochri, mid the rabbanon he's Jewish. What do you mean? V'chiyesh koach lakav bikum liyaseh, and the kid is going to marry a Jewish girl. Min haTorah he's not Jewish. Mid the rabbanon we act as if he's Jewish. So we allow him to be the balkari mitzarif into a minyan. These are all dinim the rabbanon. How do you allow him to get married to a Jewish girl? So Tosfos says Rav Huna holds not so. Rav Huna holds like the other opinion in Yevamos that yesh koach laka b'kum yaseh. And we paskin ger kot matbilim osa adas bezin. According to that Tosfos, that's a quirk of a Tosfos. According to that Tosfos, the whole kasha doesn't exist over here. The Gemara here is asking a kasha based on the assumption that the maskana in Yevamos is the way we usually learn the Gemara. Ein koach laka b'kum yaseh. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The yesh koach b'yad chachamim. So the Gemara answers it's not a kasha because Havkina Rabbani Kedushim. Fine, that works on the level of the rice. Then the Gemara continues the famous discussion. Tenech the Kodesh Bikas, the Kodesh Bibiyah, Ma'ika Lameimar. So why is Kodesh Bikas any better than Kodesh Bibiyah? So Rashi gives the Pasha Pshat. Rashi and Taisus usually say the Pshat because Kodesh Bikas, the money has to belong to the chassan, it has to be makna in the money to the kala. So there you can employ the principle of Hefker Bezen Hefker. So the Bezen will declare that the ring that the Chassan gave the Kala didn't belong to the Chassan, doesn't belong to the Kala, it's Hefker, so the Kedushin Kesef never got off the ground. But Kodesh Bebiyah, what can he say? So the Gemara says, he still have the right to say, Afkin Rabbani Kedushin, Kodesh Mekadosh, Adayta Rabbani Mekadosh, Afkin Rabbani Kedushin Minah. So this Rashi, this is a famous problematic Rashi. What do you mean? A couple got married 30 years ago. And today, the husband decides to send a get aidei shliach, then he's mevatel the shliach shelo b'fanav. So the Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to say, Avkinu abani kedushim. He's going to say, bitlo einu mevatel because makach bezni ofer. He's going to say, today, Avkinu abani kedushim. What do you mean? The ring that he gave, they could be mafke the ring today. But that doesn't undo the kedushim. So today, they're going to be mafke the ring milah mafreya. They're going to decide today that they're going to make Hefka the ring that he gave his wife 30 years ago when he first got married. Which Bezen? The Bezen today is Mafka the ring from 30 years ago. Ahilul, who did Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he died a long time ago. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was Mafka my ring. I wasn't even born yet. Einon Mafka Dovish Lo Bo Liyodom. I didn't have the ring. I wasn't even born yet in the days of Rabbi Shimon. So who is Mafka my ring? The Bezen of today. That's a shaila. Whenever you have a din derabbanan that's based on hefker, based on hefker, so the Achranim point out there's a Rashi in the end of Bava Metzia, towards the end of Bava Metzia, where Rashi says that it's the bezin of your generation making the hefker. So what do you mean the bezin today is going to be mafka the ring that I gave my wife 45 years ago? Like it can't be mafka davish la bali yom, it can't be mafka davish kvar halach min olam. That ring was stolen already many times over here in the Washington Heights. That ring disappeared already. My wife has a different ring. It's already the fifth ring or something. So what do you mean? What do you mean? The business mafka the ring. How does it work? It can't be mafka a ring that's no longer here. And what if I was mekadesh the harei mekadesh asli b'tmarim? I give her food and she ate up the food. So what are they mafka? They mafka the food. So shveri gemara. So that's what in the yeshivas they say. The Tosis writes in the famous Tosis in Yevamos Daf Pei Ches and Aleph, and it has the Tosis appears in a few different Masechtos. Tosis says, "Eid Echad is neman to be matir an aguna." Min haTorah, the Pashtus in the Gemara is that you really need two Eidim. So how do we rely on Eid Echad? So the Gemara gives a whole explanation. It's either Amdilsa Davida Legluy Loi Mishak Rinshi. But the Gemara gives another explanation that mitochem shechmart alev b'sofer yikalt alev b'tchilos yisha daikon mitzvah. But the both explanations are make believe. It's made up in the Rabbanim and HaTorah. Eid Echad is not neman. You need two Eidim. So what do they give these explanations for? And how can you be matir and aguna? What do you mean mishum aguna kilav Rabbanim? They had rachmanis on it, but it doesn't work. On the level of the rice of the woman is an eishes ish. How can a chachamim permit her to remarry? So Tosis says that even though Tosis writes the Yevamos, the other Masechtos, they have it on other cases as well. That even though the accepted opinion, the Maskon and Yevamos Daf Tzadik is that ein kach yad chachamim, lakadom in ator bikum liasei, the doy rice, but if you have a dova hadoime, if it looks a little bit like a din der rice, like the Gemara says, so really, the Gemara has an Eilu Treifis and Chulin. If a Nochri is a Nochri doesn't have the Manas on Eid Echad, then it be Surim on Kashrus, because the Nochri is not Mitzuvah to keep kosher. Probably doesn't keep kosher. So Nochri is selling eggs in the street, and it tells me that these are eggs from a hen. How do I know? Maybe they're eagle's eggs. Maybe they're Yotzim and Atomi Tomi. If the eggs come from a hen, which is a kosher bird, so the eggs are kosher. If the eggs are from an eagle, the eagle is a non-kosher bird, then the eggs are rosa. Basayana, lohavi beitza seif tome. So how do you believe that the Nochri is selling eggs in the store? How do you give them honest to Nochri? So the Gemara says, because when I take the eggs home, I'm going to crack them open. When you look on the outside, a lot of times you can't tell whether the egg came from a hen or from an eagle. When you crack it open, it's going to be a dead giveaway. It's going to have a different shape. It's going to have a different figure. So the Nochri is not going to tell me a lie. I'm going to go home. I'm going to start cracking open the eggs. I'm going to come back and I'm going to kill him. I'm going to make a stink. I'm going to put up a sign. I'm going to sue him by the Better Business Bureau that he's selling me eagle's eggs and tell me that it's a hen's eggs. So since it's a Milsa David employees, Babados is going to get caught in a lie. No one wants to tell a lie and get caught red-handed in a lie. So that, I understand, by the eggs, he's going to crack open the eggs and he's going to see that they're tray for eggs. Someone comes and says, Mace Bible, who says that they'll ever get caught? The means I'm going to get caught right away. By the time I say the husband is dead, I'm going to move to Eretz Yisrael. By the time the husband comes back alive, I won't live in America anymore. So why is that a milsa d'avira l'glui? So the truth of the matter is that it's not avira l'glui. But you say mitochem shachmarta aleha hikalta aleha b'tchilasa isha daika mitzvah. The woman is really so medaik, is such a strong woman, a little bit medaik, but to say that it's such a birur. So the two explanations that the Gemara gave are really not authentic, but it's a dova hadoime. It sounds a little bit like it's a ruba deleisa kamon. Milsa dabrit bulu loy mishakarin, she means that it's a ruba deleisa kamon that the guy is telling the truth by the eggs. Here it's a ruba deleisa kamon that the erechot is not going to tell a lie. But it's a ruba deleisa kamon that isha daikla mitzvah, because if she's going to remarry, and the husband's going to come back alive, she's going to be in big trouble, it's going to be taitzim, mizem, boss. So it's a ruba d'leisa kamon. So the truth of the matter is that it's not such a hot ruba d'leisa kamon. But it looks a little bit like a ruba d'leisa kamon. So that's what Taisa says, that if you can package this din derabanan in such a fashion that it sounds as if it's a din deraisa, so then you say, yesh koach lako b'kum v'yaseh. So that's what the yeshiva is, that's what they say, pshat and Rashi over here also. Rashi and Taisa say, tenet the kodesh b'kaspo, because you can say hefker bez nehefker. What kind of hefker bez nehefker? Rav Shimon Gamliel was mafker the ring that belonged to me that I wasn't even born. Rav Shimon HaLevi lived 2,000 years ago, but he was mafke my ring. Or the Bezin today is mafke the ring ex post facto, the ring that I gave 45 years ago. How can it be? The truth of the matter is that hefke Bezin hefke doesn't work, but at least it's a dover hadoima. So it looks like it's yesh koach lako v'kum v'yaseh because it's a dover hadoima. At least it looks a little bit amahalach. But Kodesh Bebiyam Ha'ikah L'meimah, it's a mamish, nothing to say over there. There isn't even a Dovah HaDoimah. That's how they say in the yeshivas there. Rashi didn't really mean Hefke Bez and Hefke Men. At least it's a Dovah HaDoimah. That's a problematic tesis. That's what the conservative rabbinate always says. You're allowed to drive to the synagogue on Sabbath because it's a Pikuach Nefesh. Because if they don't come, they all live in the suburbs, they're not going to drive to the synagogue, they're going to lose their Jewish identity. Says Mamish Bikuach Nefesh. So Bikuach Nefesh is Decha Shabbos. And all the heterim that they have, everything they can dress up any heter they want, using a halachic terminology to explain why everything is mutas. Taisa didn't realize how ridiculous that is. That's what the Chazanish reinterprets the Taisa. Taisa never meant it. Taisa meant the same as the Ramban. Ramban denies all of those Taisas. So the Chazanish says Taisa meant the same as the Ramban. Soleitchik also, when he spoke about that Gemara, so somehow he spoke in public once, so he ignored the whole thesis. He just said, Mishum Iguna Akile Be'Rabbanon is not the explanation for the Het. It means Mishum Iguna, there was a big Shas Hadchak, there were a lot of Agunas. So the Chachamim said, we have to appoint a committee and make the committee sit and figure something out. They have to come up with something. But they had to come up with something, not just to invent something. So they came up with these dinim, and these work on the level of the Raisa. The din always applied when he's going to get caught red-handed in the line another 5 minutes. And then the Chachamim thought that it works on the level of the Raisim. He was not going to get caught immediately. They took the din that existed already and they decided that it applies Menatar even in this case. They shot stuff, they made an assessment, they decided it really does work. But it's not that it only works Midirabon. No, it really works Menatar. It really works Menatar. Mishum Igun Akila Berabonon is not that they were makel anything. Mishum Igun, that's the historical reason why the rabbis were under pressure to come up with something. But they had to come up with something. They had to come up with something. He gave a mashal that when the Americans were fighting against the Nazis, so they were afraid that the German scientists would be discovering atomic energy. So they were afraid that they're going to chapois and make an atomic bomb, they're going to win the war. So the American government was under pressure, so they got Einstein to work, all of his geniuses to work on atomic energy, and then they came up with the atom bomb. So you ask Shaila, how does the atom bomb work? How does atomic energy work? How does it work? There was a Shas Hadchak, there was a war, and they were afraid that the Germans were going to find out the secrets. So the Shas Hadchak, so it works. That doesn't explain how it works. You have to give a formula to explain. That's the historical background why America was under pressure. So they had to come up with something, but they had to come up with a formula of physics that it should work. So they said when the Gemara has Mishum Igun Akila Berabbanon, that's the historical background why the rabbis were under pressure, but there has to be a formula. So what's the halachic formula? So the Gemara gives two formula. So they're both on the level of deraisa al pi pashtus. He thought, Chazon Ish also reinterprets Taisa. He thinks that Taisa doesn't mean Dover Hadoime. If you can package it, that it should look as if it's a din deraisa, then yesh koach laka b'kum yaseh. How can that be? That's conservative Judaism. Doesn't make any sense at all. The way they usually lump shat and taisis over, how do you talk in it? Usually lump shat and taisis, kipshuta, that a dover adayim is a pelet de gazach. A dover adayim is yesh koach laka. Why is that? So there's an interesting taisis in Sanhedrin and Daf Peites on the base with the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadik and our Gemara is talking of Ein Koach B'Yad Chachamim Lakadov Min HaTorah B'Kum V'Yaseh. The Chacham only have authority to be Yakadov Min HaTorah B'Sheif. The Chacham have authority to make a Gzeira D'Rabbanon. They have authority to make a Takana D'Rabbanon. Have Lakas Neres Chanukah Mikram Gila. They don't. They have authority to be Yakadov Min HaTorah B'Sheif Al Tase, not to bring the Korban Pesach, not to put tzitzis in the beged, and not to shake a lulav on Sukkah Shel Cholius B'Shabbos, not to fulfill mitzvahs. But this far they don't have. Ein Koach B'Yad Chacham Lakadov Min HaTorah B'Kum V'Yaseh. So the Gemara there in Yevamos Daf Tzadik mixes it together with the Koyach of Eliyahu Navi Bahara Karmel to be Makav Shchutei Chutz. How could Eliyahu Navi tell him they should bring Karbonis? It was Bizman Bayis Rishim, Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Hayikayim. In ein koach b'yad chachamim la kadom min haTorah b'kum yaseh. Who's talking about b'yad chachamim? Eliyahu Navi was a Navi. He's telling them alpi nevuah that they should bring korbanos. So one pshat in Tosfos says that Eliyahu Navi didn't say b'toras nevuah. He said b'toras rabbi. Wasn't b'toras a Navi. He didn't say b'rach haKodesh. He said as a rabbi he thinks they should. So there the Gemara has the whole discussion, but it's la kadom min haTorah b'kum yaseh not allowed to. So the Gemara says l'hoi rasha l'migda milsa, you're allowed to. But then the other answer that Tosfos gives is no. Tosfos is not sure. When Eliyahu HaNavi encouraged them that they should bring the Shechut Echutz, Bizman Abayis, was that B'toras Nevuah or was that B'toras Rabbi? So if you should assume that it's B'toras Nevuah, so Navi tells you, the Hayrasha, you have to listen to the Navi. So what did the Gemara try to prove from here? That Yeshkach B'ad Chachamim Lak Adam in Atar B'kum Yaseh. A Navi is a different din, and Talmid HaChachamim are a different din. So Tosfos explains there in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Tes Meis, they have these two shitas, the Bramaschel Eliyahu, whether Eliyahu Navi Bahar HaKarmel is B'toras Nevuah or B'toras Chacham. So Tosfos suggests we have a pasuk that says you have to listen to the Chachamim. Osas Mekal Dabu Shegid Lach Hayom in a small. It's interesting, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman speaks about the Ramban's Kasher. Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Sifrei, Lasasa Yamin Esmol, Afilo Yamin Shu Esmol. So the Ramban is the first one to ask a Kasher that the opening Mishnah in Horiyah says just the reverse. If the Bez Nagadol gives a Psak, and somebody knows that it's an outright mistake, so you're not allowed to follow the Psak, and the Rishalmi even comments because it says, Lasasa Yamin Esmol, Yamin Shu Amin, Mal Smol Shu Esmol. So isn't it just the opposite from the way Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, Yamin Shu Esmol, Mal Smol Shu Yamin? What does it mean? The psak is binding in an error. If it's an error, then we know it, that it's not so. So Ramban is the first one to ask that question. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says maybe that pasuk al yamin shu smo is the marker for the din of yeshkach b'rach acham lakadov ben haTorah b'shevi al tasek. I didn't know they have a right to be a kadov ben haTorah at all. How do you even know they have a right to be a kadov ben haTorah b'shevi al tasek that you have a ma'adiyu and a machlekes amarayim and yivam is that peches that peites where the yeshkach lakafil b'kum b'yaseh? Who says they have the right to be Yoker Afilu B'Shevi Al Tase? So Rav Chana thinks maybe that's the pshat, Yumin or small, or Yumin Shu small. They tell you, it says in the Chumash you have to shake a lulav today, the first day of Sukkot, amid the Rabbanu, we tell you not to listen. It says in the Chumash, the Gersh and his guy, Be'er Pesach has to bring a Korban Pesach, we tell you not to listen to the Chumash. But the power, with the authority vested in us, as rabbis, we tell you not to listen to the Torah. That's what it means, Yumin Shu small. But not if they make a mistake in Psak, a mistake in Psak is not binding. Doesn't mean they made a mistake. They tell you to go al yamin shu small. They tell you to be a kedav min atur. So we have a marker in the Chumash that you have to listen to the Chachamim. And they even have koyach lakor, at least b'shevi al tas, al yamin shu small. And then you have another pasuk that says you have to listen to a Navi. If he's a Navi muhsak, maybe I'm sugar. If he establishes himself with oisus mafsim that he's a Navi muhsak, then you have to listen to him if he tells you l'hai rasha or something. So the shaila is, what about, are there any limitations? The pasuk says, Elof tishmo, and you have to listen to the Navi, and you have to listen to the Chachamim afilo lakadov min haTorah, and the Navi also, Elof tishmo, afilo lakadov min haTorah. So are there any limitations? Are there any limitations? So the Gemara held mitzara swara, that's what Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin daf pei tesam in base. There should be a limitation because we have this pasuk that the Gemara quotes on the first daf of Megillah. Either the concluding pasuk in Chumash VaYikra, the concluding pasuk in Chumash BaMidbar, the Mashal is not sure which pasuk the Gemara is quoting. The two psukim are practically identical. That the two psukim say, "Eila hamitzvus hashetziv Hashem biyad Moshe el bnei Yisrael, eila hamitzvus these and no other mitzvus mikan shei novi rasha lachayrish dovim meyata." So the Gemara understands from that pasuk, "A novi v'lo chacham rasha lachayrish, you can't do a chayrish dovim." The Navi Elohai Rasha, you have to listen to him. He tells you you have to do things. And the Chachamim have the right to make Takanas the Rabbanon also. And they even have the right to do Akira's Dovman HaTorah B'Shei V'Al Tasa. But the Gemara had a suffix. Maybe Akira's Dovman HaTorah B'Kum V'Yasei is a p'chin of Adov HaChadosh. Ein Koach B'Yar Chachamim Ein Novi Rasha Lacharish Dova Miyata is not only a Novi, Ein Novi Belachacham Rasha Lacharish Dova Miyata. So that was the Gemara's deal. The Gemara had the suffix whether Yeshkach Biar Chachamim Laka Dova Menator Bikum Liasei. The suffix was maybe Akira's Dova Menator Bikum Liasei, maybe that constitutes a Chidish Dover. And the Pasuk tells us, Eila HaMitzvah said neither the Novi nor the Chacham is allowed to be yoke dove men atar bikum v'yasei, because kum v'yasei is called a chidush dove, outright in contradiction to the Torah. So the Gemara says, but look, Eliyahu HaNavi Bahar HaKarmel told them bikum v'yasei. So you see that a Navi, if a Navi tells you, you have to listen to the Navi, even though it's Akira's Dov Ben HaTor Bikum V'Yaseh, that shows that it's not a Chidush Dovah, so listen to the Chachamim also Afil Bikum V'Yaseh. The more answer is no, Eliyahu Navi Bahar Kamel was only L'Hai Rasha. And the only time you have a deal, L'Hai Rasha, the big Demil said, that's not called Chidush Dovah. But if it's L'Doiroi, so then we hold that that's a limitation, both on the Koach HaNavi and on the Koach of the Chacham. So if you say like that, Taisvis, so then we can understand the way Taisvis writes in other places. Taisvis writes, even though we usually assume Enkach, Be'achacham Laka Domen HaTor B'Kum V'Yaseh, but if it's a Dovah HaDoyma, then it is. Okay, why? It's not so much in contradiction to the Torah. If you can package it, that it should sound like a Din D'Araisa, like the Gemara says, it looks a little bit like Milson Da'avid Eligulu Lo'y Meshach Rienshi. Or it looks a little bit as if he should die commits, as if you have a Ruba D'Leis to come on. Truth of the matter is that it's not so. You don't have. Or it looks a little bit as if it's really Hefke Bezen Hefke. Truth of the matter, how can you say Reb Shimon Gamliel is Mafke my ring? He died before I even was born. There was no ring. The ring didn't exist. The metal wasn't mined from the ground yet. How can it be Mafke the ring is a Dovish Lo Boliol? So the answer is it looks a little bit like Hefke Bezen Hefke. So if it's a Dovah HaDayman, let me say, it's not a problem about Kiras Dov and Ator Bikum V'Yaseh, because the whole problem only is, the way Taisus explained, that that's called Enosher Lechadish Dover, that's a Chidish Dover. It's only called a Chidish Dover. A Dover, Asayis HaKlal, is a Chidish Dover, only if it's an outright contradiction to the Din HaTor. But if it looks a little bit as if it fits in with the Din HaTor, Dover HaDayman, the simple reading of Taisus is that that's not called a Chidish Dover. So that's why Taisus holds that Dover HaDayman is okay. So this is how, this is famous Rashi and Tosis line. Tenech the Kodesh Bekasko, Kodesh Bebiyam, Ha'ikon Lemem, Kodesh Bekasko is because Hefke Bezen Hefke. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, the first page, the Rambam always quoting. He's either quoting Imoris, or Toseftis, or Yerushalmis, or Tshuva Sargonim. Whenever the Rambam has something original to say, he says Yeroi Li. And whenever he doesn't say Yeroi Li, so we assume that he's quoting. So the Rambam on the first page in Hilchas Ishus has the famous line. He says that Kiddush Yekesev is Divrei Sofrim, and Kedusha Shtar and Kedusha Bi is Torah Shebechsav. Kedusha Kesev is Torah Shebapel. So where is he quoting from? So the Kesev Mishnah writes that there were those who misunderstood the Rambam as saying that Kedusha Kesev is only Midi Rabbanan. And he said, that's ridiculous. Rashi lists off all the kashas here on Lamed Gimel and Aleph. No, the Rambam is just quoting our Gemara. Teinach, the Kodesh Bekas, the Kodesh Bebiya, Ma'ika Lameimar, was not based on Hefke Bezna Hefke. The Gemara meant to say, that's what the Kesev Mishnah says in the first page in Hilchas Ishus. Teinach the Kodesh Bekasko, because Kiddushi Kesev is only Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh, there's no problem. Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachamim, we say, Ein Koyach Biyad Chachamim, Lakar Dover Min HaTorah. Dover Min HaTorah means Torah Shebichsav. But if it's a Din D'Araisa, it's only Torah Shebal Peh, so that's okay. That's acceptable. So the Gemara says, Teinach the Kodesh Bekasko, Kiddushi Kesev is only Torah Shebal Peh, so that's Yesh Koyach Lakar. Kodesh Bebiyo, Ma'ika Lameima, is Laptav Kebi, either Kodesh Bebiyo or Bishtar, they're both Torah Shebichsav. So the Gemara said, that's Ein Koach Lako Bikum V'Yaseh. So now the Gemara had to come up with the new answer called the Mikadosh Adaita, the Rabban, Mikadosh, etc. This is, if you look in the Prima Godim, Prima Godim wrote a Psicha Kalelis to Arachayim. It's really a general introduction to the whole Torah Shebal Peh. So he starts his Psicha Kalelis with the Gemara on Samach Amid Beis. On the top of the Samach Amid Beis, has to do with this week's parashat. So the Gemara says the Rebbe Shalom instructs Moshe Rabbeinu he should write the Torah Shebichsav. What do you need Torah Shebichsav? Despite the fact, Alpi Hadvarim Hoela Karati Itchabris, the Ikar Krisus Bris is really on the Torah Shebal Peh, but I still want you to write the Torah Shebichsav anyway. That's how the Gemara understands the word ki. Ki Mishamish Bedalad Lashonas. We have the last daf in Gittin Gemara. Ki has four different meanings. So sometimes key means because, and sometimes the word key means despite the fact, the opposite from because. So here the Gemara understands key alpin harmele, despite the fact that the increase is bris is really on Torah Shebal Peh, I want you to write the Torah Shebichsav. So the Gemara has a machloikis on the second line from the top of Samach Amid Beis, machloikis Rav Yechon and Rav Elozer. Rav Elozer holds that Rav Torah is Bichsav, and Rav Yechon holds that Rav Torah is Bal Peh. So the Prima Godim starts off with the Kasha from the Achrayim, Be'er Sheva, he quotes the Be'er Sheva and Hoiris. How could there be a machloikis where the Rova of the Torah B'chsav, look at all the Svarim in the bookcases here. The Tanakh is 24 Svarim. One bookcase over here. The whole Tanakh is 24 Svarim. And everything else is Torah Shebal Peh. So it's there are a thousand times, a million times more Svarim in Torah Shebal Peh. How could you have a machloikis of Yechon and Rav Loza where the Rav Torah is B'chsav and Rav Torah is Bal Peh? So he quotes the Teretz from the Be'er Sheva that the 24 Svarim of Tanakh is Torah Shebichsav. Halacha L'Moshe Misina is clearly Torah Shebal Peh. The thing that the Nakuda that they're fighting about is all the dinim that are Nidrash by reading in between the lines using the Yud Gimel Midrash of Torah Nidrashes Bam, that these had that these halachas have the status of Torah Shebichsav, but that these halachas have the status of Torah Shebal Peh. That was the machlokes, because that's the bulk of Kol HaTorah Kula. All the dinim that are established through the Midrash of Torah Nidrashes Bam. But then he posed the question, my nafkamina? What's a nafkamina? Whether it has the status of Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh. So he has to develop a whole idea that there is a difference. So he quotes the Kesa Mishnah on the first page in Hilchos Ishus that if it's Torah Shebichsav, is ein koach laka dover min ha-Torah. Dover min ha-Torah means Torah Shebichsav. It's only Torah Shebal Peh, says yesh koach laka, even though it's a din deres. Then he quotes the Rabbeinu Tuvia. He quotes this, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos quotes the Rabbeinu Tuvia from the Mordechai in the second period of Megillah, but I think it's more famous than the Prima Gaudim. Than the Magen Avraham. Rabbeinu Tuvia is on the assumption, working on the assumption, in the summertime, a lot of times, a lot of shuls daven Myriv early on Friday evening, and they go, I'm going to make Kiddush when the sun is still shining. So this is based on the Gemara in Brochus, on Dav Chavav, Chavzayin. The Gemara says, Rav Tzol Shal Shabbos, Berav Shabbos, and then the Gemara has a Shala, did he say Kiddush? And the Gemara says, yes, he says Kiddush. So the Rabbeinu Tuvia Mevin is bothered with a kasha, how can you say Kiddush during this man of Tosefta Shabbos? The Gemara says in Brochus that Kiddush is a din d'var Torah. And the Rambam in the Pirush, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah says, Noshim Chayav is b'Kiddush Hayom d'var Torah. So the Rambam says the word d'var Torah means Torah Shebichsav. That's how the Rambam translates. So the chiv to recite Kiddush on Shabbos is Torah Shebichsav. Zachar Sam Shabbos and Kacha, that's the Pshuto Shal Mikra. Then the Rabbeinu Tuvia is of the opinion that Tosefta Shabbos, the whole sugi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, but the different opinions, what is the source of Tosefta Shabbos? Rabbeinu Tuvia works on the assumption Tosefta Shabbos is learned that an extension from Tosefta Shviz. Tosefta Shviz is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Gemara says Esen Etiyas is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Esen Etiyas, the Gemara has two parts to it. There's one part is that there is an institution of Tosefta Shviz. You're not allowed to do Malacha before Shemitah enters. And there's an exception to the rule that if you have Esen Etiyas, if you have 10 young trees, saplings that were just planted and they really need the Avodas HaKarka, so you're allowed to violate Tosefta Shviz that the trees shouldn't get ruined. So within the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of Esen Etiyas, the two parts the Gemara says there in Rosh Hashanah, a din of Tosefta Shviz and an exception to the rule when it's mutter to do Malach and Tosefta Shviz. So the Rabbeinu Tuvia works with the assumption that Tosefta Shabbos is an extension from the din of Tosefta Shviz. The Frank Akasha, let's say, he's asking based on the Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah says that a child before Bar Mitzvah cannot be the Balkari and Shul to lane to be Motzi everybody because Mishayin B'chuyi B'dover and Motzi Yisarab and Dechavosim. So Frek Takashe, first he has the Kashe, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the Summa is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs, so how can the grandfather say Kiddush to be Motzi all the people in the family? Sometimes the grandfather is a Sagi Nohar and there are some Rishonim with Pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda Summa is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs. So he's saying, "Mechuyi b'dover, how can he meotzi achem edechay vosim?" That's his first kasha. Then the second kasha is, "How can we say kiddush during this man of Tosefta Shabbos?" The Rambam writes that the obligation to recite kiddush is either as Shabbos is about to enter or after Shabbos just entered. Samach liknisasa lefanav aliachrov. About the time Shabbos is entered, because the Rambam denies the whole institution of Tosefta Shabbos. He holds that it's not even chal. So how can you say kiddush before shkiyah? So the Rambam says, "It's okay." Yes, a kiddush, not during this man of Tosefta Shabbos. Yes, a kiddush before Shabbos enters, just like you can say Havdalah when it's still Shabbos, when it's late in the afternoon. Samach liyitzias haShabbos, either before Shabbos is about to leave or right after Shabbos leaves, you say Havdalah. So kiddush is before Shabbos is about to enter. But the Rabbeinu Tuvia assumes not so, that you only yotzei kiddush if you say kiddush on Shabbos. So when do you say kiddush during this man of Tosefta Shabbos? Rav Tzolah Shal Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, and he says kiddush. But Tosefta Shabbos only Torah Shebal Peh. Yes, how can I be Moitzi myself? But in another 2 hours, it's going to come real Shabbos of Torah Shebichsav. So how can I be Yotzei with the Kiddush that I said during this man of Tosefes I'm only mechuyev b'dovra on a lower level. I'm only mechuyev mitam halacha l'moshe b'sinai, because Tosefes Shabbos is derived from Tosefes Shviyos. So how can one is only mechuyev b'dovra b'kerach Torah shebal peh be moitzi himself for the chiyev that's going to come later when it's going to become Shabbos mamish? It's going to become mechuyev in Shabbos mekerach Torah shebichsav. So he has these two kashas, and he gives one answer that for him is the kasha with the summa. How can the grandfather say kiddush, and how can I say kiddush in this man of Tosef? But his kasha is based on this unbelievable assumption. The one is mechuyev b'dovar mikoach Torah shebal peh, mikoach halacha men shemisin, is a lower level chiyuv. He can't be moitzi, that's considered ainu mechuyev b'dovar. He's not on the same level as chiyuv as the other, so a mechuyev mitam Torah shebichsav. Then there's another, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Pindagorin quotes this as well. There's a Yerushalmi in Nazir, in Perek Kohen Gadol. The din is that if a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol are walking down the street and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah, and you only need one person to be metapel in the Meis Mitzvah, you don't need both. So which of the two should be metapel in the Meis Mitzvah? So the Mishnah says that the Kohen Hedyot be metapel, because the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to be metame to the Zayin Kroivim. In addition to the Meis Mitzvah, the Kohen Gadol only has a head to be metame to the Meis Mitzvah. So the din of the Kohen Gadol is more chomer than the din of the Kohen Hedyot vis-a-vis two. What if you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are both walking down the street, and they both have the exact same din, they're both also metame to the Zayin Kroivim, and they both only have a head to the Meis Mitzvah? So that's a machlokes satanaim in the Mishnah, which one of the two is more chomer. So then the Yerushalmi says, more cases. What about this case? What about that case? How do you decide which one is more chomer than which? Then Yerushalmi says, what if you have two Nazirim walking down the street? And one is a Nazir who accepted Naziris on his own, and one is a Nazir, Shehidira Oviv bin Nazir. The Mishnah says, Ov Madir is Ben Ov bin Nazir. Father has the ability to declare his son as a Nazir. So which of the two should be Mitam? Yerushalmi says, that's a dead giveaway. Zu Torah v'zu'ena Torah. The fact that the father has the ability to be Madir Ben Ov bin Nazir, that's not Torah Shemichzav, that's only Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Hi bin Nazir. So since that's halacha l'moshe misinai, so the one who's a nazir al pi torah shebichsav is more chomer than the one who's a nazir al pi halacha l'moshe misinai. So these are the makaris, several of the makaris. The Prima Gordon gives more. These are several of the makaris that seem to indicate, like this case of Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam, that when something is known through torah shebichsav, it's considered more chomer than something that's only known through the torah shebalpeh. The Kes Mishnah claims that this Gemara is the marker for that famous Rambam, that the Rambam writes that Kiddush Kesev is only Torah Shebal Peh, and Kiddush Shtar, Kiddush Bi is Torah Shebichsav. He says he's quoting our Gemara. That's how the Rambam read up our Gemara. That in one case is Yesh Koach Lakah, because it's not Dovim in our Torah, it's only Torah Shebal Peh.